the princess wanted salmon. The princess didn't get any salmon. The next thing they brought the princess from Princess Island was squid. Yes, squid. That stuff with all the dark black ink inside it. You know what that is like, Grace? Have you ever seen it? All that black ink that comes out of a squid? That was the only fish they could give her. But they'd taken out all the black ink from inside the squid. And they'd put all that in a big glass. And they gave her to drink. They gave her all the black ink from the squid to drink. And they cut the poor old squid up into pieces. And they fried them in olive oil with a little garlic so that they were brown on the outside and not cooked very much. And they smelled gorgeous. But the princess felt sick as she looked at the ink. She said, I'll never drink that. If I drink that ink, all my tummy will be black forever and ever. And she didn't say this, but this is what she was thinking. She thought her wee would come out black if she drank all that black stuff. What do you think would happen if you drank a load of black ink from a squid?
My heart would go dusty like the queen.
Your heart would go dark like the queen.
Yeah.
And you'd be turned into a baddie? So if you drink squid ink, you can change a queen from a goodie to a baddie? Oh, maybe that's what happened the queen when she was a little girl. Somebody made her drink black squid ink and that turned her into an evil heart. We don't know the answer to that because that's another story, isn't it? That would be the story of the evil queen. How did she... Because when an evil queen is born, you know, she's not evil when she's born, is she? Would you say she is? Would you say she's born evil? Or that she becomes evil? That's an interesting issue. I don't know. Meanwhile, the poor old princess didn't touch the squid ink drink. They put some salt in it. She didn't like it then. They even put some honey in it and she wouldn't even smell it. She decided it was disgusting. But she loved the taste of fried squid in garlic, in olive oil. That made a fabulous smell and she couldn't resist eating it. And she forgot all about the salmon because all she wanted was more and more squid. At this stage, everyone was getting a little bit fed up with her because all they were doing were running around cooking her food and still she hadn't got any proper clothes on. She was wrapped up in towels. Then a woman came into the room. A very nice old woman with a very sweet face and a lovely crinkly eyes that made the princess feel that she was back at home again. The old woman was carrying a very simple blue dress. A blue dress with sequins on it. It wasn't exactly a princess dress, but it was actually very nice and shiny and sparkly. But it was one thing that the princess wanted of everything. It was warm. It was made of some kind of lamb's wool or llama wool or something really, really gorgeous wool. And it fitted her perfectly. And the princess started to feel so much better that she actually decided it was time to speak. What do you think were the first things the princess said when she decided she was going to speak to these people? Mama, dada. Well, that's what she felt like saying, but she was afraid to say that because she knew that as soon as she said, "Where is the real king and queen?" somebody might realize that she was the princess. And if they realized that she was the princess, they might decide that they would have to lock her away forever and ever, because she belonged to the old regime, the old king and queen. And they had completely forgotten that there had once been another king and queen. Remember? All these people had completely forgotten their past. All they remembered was that they were miserable and sad and scared and frightened of the existing king and queen. They couldn't even remember that there was another king and queen. Remember that? Oh, are you sniffling? Is this story making you sniffle today? Okay, so we're just coming near the school now. So I think will we...
No.
Oh, the end of the chapter. Sorry, I forgot to say. The end of the chapter is coming. But before the chapter ended, the little princess said out loud, "What's been going on in this kingdom anyway? You're all a bit strange." The prince stopped. He was speechless. The guards stopped. Two of the guards dropped their shields on top of their toes and they didn't even scream. It fell right down on top of the big toe of one of the guards and he felt like yelling out, but he didn't. He was so much in shock. The princess had said, "What is going on in this kingdom? This is a very strange place." And they didn't think they were strange. They thought it was normal. They thought it was normal to be miserable and fairly horrible to strangers. But the princess didn't. The princess expected people to love her. She expected people to say, "Welcome. Welcome to our kingdom. We don't know who you are, but you're very welcome. You're a traveller. You're a stranger. You're an outsider. We love you. Come in. Let us give you a treat." That's what the princess expected. And that is not what the princess was getting. And the princess was really a mixture of perplexed, confused, curious, and cross. Because she felt in her heart of hearts that people should be kind to each other. Do you think people should be kind to each other?
Yeah.
Do you think that's important or do you think it's just nice? Well, so did the princess. The princess was actually cross with them for not being kind to her. She thought they were very rude. And she thought that, really, the king and queen should apologize to her. Now, do you think the king and queen would apologize to her?
No.
Do you think they're the kind of people who would be big enough to apologize to her?
Nope.
And do you think they were the kind of people who would give good example to all the other people in the kingdom by saying, "We're sorry, stranger.
No.
We made a mistake.
No.
Let us give you a big dinner.
No.
Let us give you a pile of love."
No.
No. The princess did not think that the people that she had met in the palace were like that. In fact, the little princess from Princess Island thought that there was no love in this island, that love had been sent away. And she said to herself, "I'm going to change everything here." And that's what she did in the next chapter.